This section with extensive offering, the eight offerings, then this this five types of desire enjoyment offerings, then the eight auspicious, the eight seven royalty the offerings, then the eight auspicious eight substances, then there's more the additional offerings. So it's similar to when you offer a long life puja to the lamas to the guru. So all those offerings that we should offer to Long Life Puja pass through, so it's the same here. So at many times I've taught that when we do the thousand offering to Maitreya Buddha, there should be all those offerings. Like we normally offer Long Life Puja to the Long Life Puja Guru. So those say robes and the begging bowls and all this, all the sets that are the crystal and so eight substances and eight species. So like the Long Life Puja same. So also had this in mind. So when we do thousand offering to Maitreya Buddha, to a set of all these sets of robes and all that, all the offerings arranged. Also can be performed, and then during the accordion, then you see like the Long Life Puja. So all set up there, then one person can offer at the altar. I mean, in front of Maitreya Buddha, you see, according to the words, each stand, stands the offering, then pass each offering to offer to Maitreya Buddha. so the prayer is here, so it'll be, of course, you can perform there already from the beginning, you see, perform at the altar, that's one way you can do it. But otherwise, just like exactly Long Life Puja, all these offerings can pass, put offer to Maitreya Buddha. So I think that in the future, to arrange all this. That I think is extremely good. That's how Lama Tsongkhapa did in Lhasa. Lama Tsongkhapa rebuilt one material, because that, I don't remember now. It's called, it's a particular name, Champa something, what was the name? I forget now, I don't remember this time, right now. There's one particular name. So I didn't get to see it when I was Lhasa. But Lama Tsongkhapa rebuilt this, and that time Lama Tsongkhapa offered all these sets of, you know, the hat, the robes, and the begging bowl, and the, all that there, all which has signification to preserve Dharma, spread Dharma, you know, so all that, it has significance. So while Lama Tsongkhapa did that, while made that offering, all those offerings, is to the teaching of the Buddha, which is Vinaya teaching, which is defined by Vinaya teaching existing in the country, see, in the world, in the country. So it seems that making those offerings to meet the statue, it helped the teaching of the Buddha to say to last long time. So this near future to do extensive material offering, so with all the things, that would be very good one. The eight aspects, eight substances, or that, like the long puja, you know, similar.
Yeah.
The Tathagata Buddha and the general confession and the confession downfall and the general confession we already did, and so the so so from here we so we just do the abbreviation. The Jaja da de mo onge ne lo da na da de ye de ba da ge ye wa ji je ba de da tam de ba ge so cha cha ja wa kun da san je he se lan ja na ba wa ba me la da wa kun je so na ma ga la ya de da kun je je so da ye na jo jo je te do ma da cha jo le ma san je ma ja ko ba de da so this is the last, we can receive a limb before this is the last part. We'll complete it. Now, next mental offering. So this request you can read in English, you know, the last part of the request.
I offer this entire
universe of the brothers, holy kind, rooted lineage gurus, and contributors to the unequal kingdom of the Kshatriyas, victorious ones, their children, and the tender actions, together with the surrounding multitudes of deities,
as well as the emotions of victorious ones and their children. Please accept me with compassion for the benefit of my greater beings. By accepting these three blessings and all my direct realizations,
the results and thoughts entered into my mind. The mind is all sent to me, and the others may be achieved immediately the results, the state of the fall, and the
Oh.
So we read this in English from beginning. Sabiyang can from there we read in English completely. So it's very important teaching here, this especially the last part. Please grant my blessings that the perfections of this perfections of this life to realize that there is no essence, it's impermanent, it is no essence, like the dew, what a dew on the grass, on the plants. So what a dew drops in it, it has no essence, and it drops, it doesn't last on the plant, it drops any time. So that the perfections of this life, but they say the perfections of this life. Body of possession, so forth, all the things, the reputations and so forth, all the things, surround the people and so forth, to ask them to grant blessings, to realize that, no essence, it's impermanent, that no essence, and then like the water dew on the plants. Then he said, the next one, please, this body, which has a freedom and the endowment, so which is found just once, about one time. And then this to always to make this meaningful, to ask the grand blessing for that. And then the next one is very important one, that even this profession, this life, this body possession, all these surrounding people, all these friends and so forth, all this, even one has obtained with so much effort, even these are obtained with so much effort, but you have to leave everything. You have to definitely leave everything. Non-attached. So, non-attached to the material receiving and the other respect and those service of respect, all those phenomenas, all those things, being attached to those things, and then to one punctually, one pointedly to practice the holy dharma, that which brings happiness beyond from this life, that it brings happiness all the time, beyond from this life up to enlightenment. All the happiness in all the future lives, then including liberation from samsara, enlightenment. So that which is dharma, that which is the only dharma. So asking to grant blessings to be able to practice one pointedly this only dharma, that which you can accomplish all the happiness beyond this life up to enlightenment. All the happiness, so then it's temporary and ultimate liberation, enlightenment. So please read the foundation good quality in English.
Foundation for all good qualities is the kind parable of Guru, where he devoted himself to the path. By taking this applied great effort, it is necessary to rely on the greatest factor.
Yeah. Om Ante
At the man time, after being limited from the dear Buddha, with the enter the verse of bottom mind, purify all the divine karma, receive all the qualities, and as well as that was limited to all the hell beings, hungry animals, human beings, so all the intimate beings, and they all are purified at the same time. Then, I think also then received all the qualities then. So then we can also think reciting mantra. For all the help, you are reciting this mantra for all the help beings and all the help beings, animals, human beings, sura, asura, animals, all the sentient beings, you are reciting them there, and they are hearing your mantras, and they are, you know, also they're purified, they're also actualizing the path contained in the mantra. So all the material qualities, so with that meditation, we recite the mantra. Om namo ranandaya namo bhagavate sajanunaye arahate sanya samudaya anjade avaranjade ajadana arahame jada avalokite akara karama samaya jete parama mahabodhi marade samarama nagama samaya bodhi bodhi mahabodhi so Mama, Same prayer. Ciao.